Hello, welcome to Mindy Mondays, a space where you can get a fresh start for the week. Sunday nights can be hard and Monday mornings can be harder. I am just here to try to help you start off the week with a little motivation and a little hope to get you unstuck from whatever situation you're in. This episode, I want to talk about faking it until you make it. I had an interesting conversation with my son this week. He's about to enter into puberty, and so I have been focusing a lot on advanced chores and advanced hygiene. As a lot of you know, if you have children, when they're young, you just stick them in the shower, maybe you give them some lotion, and they're good to go. But then as they get a little bit older, you gotta teach them the other stuff. They gotta learn how to do their hair, deodorant, cologne, all that stuff. And that's what we've been working on. And he has a list in the bathroom that tells him step by step what to do when he wakes up in the morning and before he goes to bed at night, including washing his face, you know, the deodorant, the cologne, the spray, fixing his hair. And I had to teach him how to fix his hair on his own, you know, basic stuff. He asked me, all this stuff is hard. Why do I have to do it if I'm not an adult? And I told him that in about 10 years, he will be, and he needs to practice now. And he said, why is practice so important when I don't know what's going to happen and I'm not anywhere close to being that? And the only thing I could think of is you fake it until you make it. And essentially, I think a lot of parents raise their children thinking that they will grow into adulthood and they will be certain kinds of adults. And we put those expectations on them, and we know that sometimes that does not happen. And so while we are doing things with certainty, we don't really have that. And so why is it that we do those things for our children, but we don't do those things for ourselves? If you want to be a certain way, you need to make an effort to practice living in that state. Why don't we do that? While I push my ideals of hygiene on my son, I know what kind of man I want him to be and what kind of things I want him to do. And as a parent, I do use social and emotional things to teach him other stuff. But right now, I'm just talking about this situation at hand. Adulthood for my son is inevitable, hopefully. But good hygiene and good habits, such as practicing what you want to be like, needs to be a thing. Okay? We need to start faking it until we make it. And maybe it's a bad idea to call it faking it. We essentially have to practice it. And if we practice, and if we practice the right way, eventually it won't be faking it. And we will change and grow. And we will become whatever it is that we're practicing. And I know that is odd to understand. I'm going to see if I could break it down easier. So if you think back to high school, I know it's horrible, but think back to high school. Remember, we had the JROTC kids, and they acted like they were in the military. At least in my school, they did. They acted like they were in the military. They were so sure about everything. They wore their uniforms with pride, and they essentially pretended that they were in the military. And then there were the band kids. They were practicing constantly, and they were thrown into competitions a month after school started, sometimes even earlier. Then the art kids developed their skills while having to put on art shows. The theater kids were learning skills while thrown into drama club and having to put on shows and one-act skits all while they were still learning and developing and practicing their skills. And each little click acted like they knew everything about what they were doing, but in reality, they were just learning. They were learning, practicing, and doing all at the same time. And somewhere as adults, we have forgotten that. Just like with my son with the hygiene thing. He is going through the list just like an adult man would in his mind and learning what to do, practicing what he's doing, and doing it. And for some reason, when kids do that stuff, when they get into the motion of doing that stuff, they are comfortable doing it and they're confident. But as we become adults, we become aware of people judging us and looking at us and making us feel like we don't belong. And that is just not true. So, if you're going to fake it till you make it, whatever it is that you want to do, whether it is you want to be a more spiritual person, or you want to go to church more, or you want a certain kind of job, or you want to be just a certain kind of person, anything, this applies to everything. You just have to practice it. It's just a more active, fun way of goal setting. You just got to practice. And at first, as you change, you might feel awkward, and you might feel like you have imposter syndrome. I feel that too. I remember when I got my first teaching job, I felt like I did not belong there. I worked at a daycare for 3 years, and I was a sub for 3 years. And I have a master's degree in teaching, and so when I got my first teaching job, I felt like I did not belong there, but that's not necessarily true. I belonged there. And even though you might feel that way, and you might feel fake, really, the implement of practicing and practicing correctly and doing it over and over and over again, you aren't being fake. At least you aren't being fake anymore. You are living it. And eventually, you won't be faking it. You're going to be living it. And when you are living it, you're going to be making it. It's just another way of goal setting, like I said. It may be more enjoyable because you are essentially just jumping in. But you're being more productive. I think a lot of times when people goal set, they have their goal, which is Z, and they're at step, or they're at letter A, and they do not know how to get to Z, which is the final outcome. And sometimes you just have to do it. You gotta get in there, you gotta mingle with the people, you gotta actively learn by doing. You might really have to just fake it until you make it. You have to make yourself belong. Now, for our call to action, I'm going to pull an affirmation and a quote and a challenge for the week out of a bag. Use them as you wish or don't use them at all. So the affirmation for the week is, I am free of tension and stress. I am free of tension and stress. And the quote is, keep going because you did not come this far just to come this far. And I don't have who said that. And the challenge is, write a script or a vision story of everything you want. Essentially, write a short story about you, of all the things you want that you can read and visualize. Have an amazing week. Remember your positive qualities. Focus on your goals. Thanks for getting fresh with me. Talk to you next week on Minty Mondays.